The Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, teaches us Ahuta Nora. There was an oven that Atchu Beit Tichaya, that they smeared the oven with a meat-based grease, and they baked bread in it. And obviously the bread absorbed the taste of the meat, of the meat fat. Amra Abba Bar Hillel, Osur of Abba Bar Hillel Lamechel Lariftam. Rabbi Hillel said that bread is prohibited la'olam, even b'milcha, if all you want to do is just eat the bread with plain salt. Why? Because we are concerned, dilma osla mecha b'kitcha, you may come to eat that bread with a milk-based dip. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in a b'raisa, ain lish losh nasisa b'cholav, you're not allowed to make milcha dairy dough. From Losh, and if you did Kolapas Kola Surum Ne Hergel Aveira, that you may come to eat that dairy bread with meat. Kiyotzibai ain't Toshin as a Tana Ba'alyo. You're not allowed to smear the oven with meat fat, with meat grease, Rim Tosh, Kolapas, Kolapas Kola Sura. You're not allowed to eat that bread. Achiasik as a Tana, until you cash your oven. To Yufta, the Rabbi of Hilly. So here we see that it could be kashered. And Rabbi Eloy said it can't. To Yufta, Rabbi Eloy is indeed refuted. But what we did learn clearly in this Gemara is that one is not allowed to make dairy bread. Because Chazal were concerned that if you make dairy bread, or for that matter, less common in our days, meat, fleishig bread, because Chazal were concerned that you may come to eat that bread with the dairy bread with meat, the meat bread with dairy. And this is a Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and this is the Halacha, as is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Tzadik Zayin Sif Aleph. Where the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that you're not allowed to make such a bread. And as the Gemara just taught us, not only may you not make such a bread, but if you made such a bread, you may not eat that bread, even just plain. And as we explain, Chazal were concerned that since bread is such a staple of the diet, Chazal were concerned that if you're going to have, that you're going to end up eating it, milchig with fleishig, etc. However, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch teach us that there are two circumstances, two conditions under which we can have dairy bread or meat bread. If you make a small amount of bread where we're not concerned that you're going to use it for the wrong purpose, if you make a small amount of dairy bread or meat bread, as we will discuss, or if you make the bread in a different tsura, as the Gemara Masechta Pesachim calls it, Ke'ein Tura, it's not the regular shape of bread, that you'll know that there's something different about this bread. And because there's something different about the spread, you'll know that I have to pay attention, need it only the way I'm allowed to eat it. But a very important point is that you only, these haterim that we just discussed, these two haterim, the small amount that we spoke about, or the changing of the shape of the bread, is only if you do it as you're baking the bread. But let's say, you'll say, you know what? I'll bake a large loaf of bread, which is certainly more than is eaten in a meal or whatever the shear, as we will discuss later, is. And then I'll slice up the bread and give every person a slice of this bread. And that's not a problem, because you slice of bread is obviously usually eaten up in the course of one meal. The halach is that is asur. Because as many of the Chronim explain, the Isser to bake dairy bread or fleishig bread is an Isser Cheftza. What that means is that the bread becomes Usser. It's not just that Chazal said, we want you to avoid a situation where you may come to eat dairy bread with meat. Chazal said that dairy bread is treif. Once Chazal said dairy bread is treif, you can't make it not treif. There are only three exceptions that I saw that the Paiskim say that where you started with dairy bread, maybe, and now you want to slice it up, we could maybe be lenient. One is a situation where it was done b'shogeg. Let's say somebody is not aware that you're not going to make dairy bread. Or dairy, milk, fell into the dough without your knowledge. And you baked that dough into a bread. And then you became aware that that bread is dairy. Since it wasn't done intentionally, so there the Paiskim say that if as soon as you get the bread, you slice it into small slices that will be eaten in a meal, or you change the shape, even though when the bread was baked, it was baked the wrong way. And we said a moment ago that if it's baked the wrong way, it remains permanently usher. Here the Paiskim are lenient by even after the baking, making a hecker or making it into small amounts that we don't have the concern. But the Paiskim say that even this heter, the Chochmas Adam, in Klal Nun, Din Hay, says we should not rely on only B'makom Hefsed Meruba. And moreover, I saw the Paiskim say, since this is not such a clear-cut heter as the Chochmas Adam just taught us, why? Because if we take the approach, as I've been mentioning, that once the bread becomes usser, just like if something becomes treif, the fact that it became non-kosher by accident doesn't change the reality that it's non-kosher. Here too, the fact that the bread is usser is usser. I can't change that reality. That's what the Chochmas Adam is saying. But I did see that the Paiskim say that if you don't want to throw out the bread, so if you do both haterim, number one is that you'll make some sort of a shinui in the bread. And number two is that you'll divide up that bread into slices. Then we can maybe be makel. Another situation, the other way. You know, as we keep on saying, the Chazal made a takana, Chazal made a gzeira, that you're not allowed to have dairy bread or fleishig bread. And Chazal said you're not allowed to bake such bread. But what happens if after you bake the bread, you bake par of bread, and after you break the bread, it became dairy or became meat, so you're not supposed to eat that bread because you're not supposed to eat dairy bread or meat bread. But since this bread wasn't baked as fleishigs or milchigs, so it's less of an issue. And therefore, even though, as we said earlier, you can't change the reality after it's baked, here, since it was baked beheter, so if you'll go even at, and then it became afterwards baked dairy or fleishigs, so if you'll divide it into small pieces or you'll make a shinui tzura, there, there's room to be makel. This, one more situation, is where a non-Jew baked the bread. So the Isser is that we are not allowed to bake dairy bread. We're not allowed to bake fashik bread. That rule doesn't apply, obviously, to Akum. Halacha doesn't speak to the Akum.
And therefore, if you buy a dairy bread baked by an Akum, and now as soon as you get that bread, you make a shinui in the bread to make it noticeable that it's dairy, or you make, or you divide it up into small slices that will be, and give it to a number of people who are all eating dairy now, they're the Paiskim HaMekel. Another important halacha that the Marsham and Chelek Zayin, Shalos Tshuvos Marsham, Chelek Zayin, Siman Ayin Vav discusses. He says it's during the 9 days. So since it's during the 9 days, we don't eat fleishiks. If we don't eat fleishiks, we should be allowed to make dairy bread. Says the Marsham, of course not. Since there are circumstances where during the 9 days we're allowed to eat meat, a sudas mitzvah, etc., you're not, so once Chazal, so even during the 9 days, you're not allowed to make dairy bread. Similarly, one can make an argument, and we'll speak about it maybe later in another shiur. Could you make fleishik bread for Shabbos, since the sudas on Shabbos are fleishiks? Here too, the Paiskim can say, once Chazal said not to make fleishik bread or not make dairy bread, any situation, you're allowed to eat milchiks on Shabbos, even if the sudas are supposed to be fleishiks, and therefore the rule doesn't change.